In today's episode, we'll hear three letters from John, the disciple of Jesus. Several years after Jesus rose from the dead, trouble was brewing for one church. Many of its members had left because they couldn't stomach the idea that Jesus, the Son of God, had come to earth in a human body. Why did they have such a hard time with this? Well, because back then, it was popular to believe that everything physical was bad. God couldn't possibly show up in a human body. Only spiritual things which couldn't be seen or touched were any good. Or so that's how the thinking went. As a result, some people, even within the church, began denying that Jesus had really come in the flesh. Not only this, but they were treating others badly. They were refusing to love one another. They claimed they knew better than everyone else, and so they walked out. Those who were left behind were badly shaken, hurt, and confused. John, the same one who wrote our last story about Jesus, sent a letter to encourage those who had stayed faithful to Jesus. He assured them that Jesus really had come in the flesh. After all, John had seen Jesus with his own eyes. He reminded them that one unmistakable sign of a real Jesus follower is love. If we don't love one another, he said, then we don't love God. As you listen to John's letter, think about who you can show God's love to today.
Here is what we announce to everyone about the Word of Life. He was already here from the beginning. We have heard Him. We have seen Him with our eyes. We have looked at Him. Our hands have touched Him. We announce to you what we have seen and heard. We do it so you can share life together with us. And we share life with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this to make our joy complete. Here is the message we have heard from Him and announce to you. God is light. There is no darkness in Him at all. Suppose we say that we share life with God, but still walk in the darkness. Then we are lying. We are not living by the truth. But suppose we walk in the light, just as He is in the light. Then we share life with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, makes us pure from all sin. Suppose we claim that we are without sin. Then we are fooling ourselves. The truth is not in us. But God is faithful and fair. If we admit that we have sinned, He will forgive us our sins. He will forgive every wrong thing we have done. He will make us pure. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But suppose someone does sin. Then we have one who speaks to the Father for us. He stands up for us. He is Jesus Christ, the blameless one. He gave His life to pay for our sins. But He not only paid for our sins, He also paid for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know God if we obey His commands. Suppose someone says, "I know Him," but suppose that person does not do what God commands. Then that person is a liar and is not telling the truth. But if anyone obeys God's word, then God's love is truly made complete in that person. Here is how we know we belong to Him. Those who claim to belong to Him must live just as Jesus did. We know what love is because Jesus Christ gave His life for us. So we should give our lives for our brothers and sisters. Suppose you see a brother or sister in need and are able to help them. If you don't take pity on them, how can the love of God be in you? Dear children, don't just talk about love. Put your love into action. Then it will truly be love. God has commanded us to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. He has also commanded us to love one another. Those who obey His commands remain joined to Him, and He remains joined to them. How do we know that God lives in us? We know it because of the Holy Spirit He gave us. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit. Put the spirits to the test to see if they belong to God. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. How can you recognize the Spirit of God? Every spirit that agrees that Jesus Christ came in a human body belongs to God. But every spirit that doesn't agree with this does not belong to God. Dear children, you belong to God. You have not accepted the teachings of the false prophets. That's because the one who is in you is more powerful than the one who is in the world. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born again because of what God has done. That person knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. How did God show His love for us? He sent His one and only Son into the world. He sent Him so we could receive life through Him. What is love? It is not that we loved God. It is that He loved us and sent His Son to give His life to pay for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we should also love one another. The Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. We have seen it. We give witness to it. God lives in those who agree that Jesus is the Son of God. They remain joined to God. So we know that God loves us. We depend on it. God is love. Those who lead a life of love show that they are joined to God, and God is joined to them. So love is made complete among us. We will be bold on the day God judges us. That's because in this world we love as Jesus did. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives fear away. Fear has to do with being punished. The one who fears does not have perfect love. We love because He loved us first. Those who say they love God but in fact hate a brother or sister are liars. They don't love a brother or sister whom they have seen, so they can't love God whom they have not seen. Here is the command God has given us. Those who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. I'm writing these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. I'm doing it so you will know that you have eternal life.
So that was John's first letter. But it wasn't his only letter. There were other groups of Jesus followers who weren't sure what to believe. So John wrote a second letter to a church he called the Chosen Lady. He wanted to encourage them to keep on loving each other and to warn them about false teachers who were spreading lies about Jesus. But John kept this letter short because he was hoping to encourage these believers face to face.
I, the elder, am writing this letter. I am sending it to the Chosen Lady and her children. I love all of you because of the truth. I love you because of the truth that is alive in us. That truth will be with us forever. God the Father and Jesus Christ, His Son, will give you grace, mercy, and peace. Those blessings will be with us because we love the truth. It has given me great joy to find some of your children living by the truth. That's just what the Father commanded us to do. Dear Lady, I am not writing you a new command. I'm writing a command we've had from the beginning. I'm asking that we love one another. The way we show our love is to obey God's commands. He commands you to lead a life of love. That's what you have heard from the beginning. Many people who try to fool others have gone out into the world. They don't agree that Jesus Christ came in a human body. People like that try to trick others. They are enemies of Christ. Watch out that you don't lose what you have worked for. Make sure that you get your complete reward. I have a lot to write to you, but I don't want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope I can visit you. Then I can talk with you face to face. That will make our joy complete. The children of your chosen sister send their greetings.
John's third letter was written to a friend named Gaius, who had opened his doors to a group of believers who were traveling around preaching the truth about Jesus. Gaius had shown them kindness at great personal risk, because a renegade leader named Diotrephes didn't want anyone to help the traveling believers. John wrote to thank Gaius and encourage him to keep on doing what was right.
I, the elder, am writing this letter. I am sending it to you, my dear friend Gaius. I love you because of the truth. Some believers came to me and told me that you are faithful to the truth. They told me that you continue to live by it. That gave me great joy. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the believers. You are faithful even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. They started on their journey to serve Jesus Christ. They didn't receive any help from those who aren't believers. So we should welcome people like them. We should work together with them for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes won't have anything to do with us. He loves to be the first in everything. So if I come, I will point out what he is doing. He is saying evil things about us to others. Even that doesn't satisfy him. He refuses to welcome other believers. He also keeps others from welcoming them. In fact, he throws them out of the church. Dear friend, don't be like those who do evil. Be like those who do good. Anyone who does what is good belongs to God. Anyone who does what is evil hasn't really seen or known God. I have a lot to write to you, but I don't want to write with pen and ink. I hope I can see you soon. Then we can talk face to face. May you have peace. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name.